بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا صدق الله العلي العظيم. In these ayats of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the people of Iman. Ya أيها الذين آمنوا. And in another place of the Quran Sharif, Allah ta'ala says that Allah ولي الذين آمنوا. Allah is the friend of those people who have got Iman. So in other words, Allah Ta'ala is addressing His friends, those who Allah Ta'ala has got love for. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is saying that the level of Iman you have got, don't be content with that Iman. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, aminu. Those who have got Iman, continue building your Iman, working on your Iman. And one way of increasing a person's Iman, in this ayat Allah Ta'ala mentions, that uthkurullaha dhikran kathira. Take the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, remember Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, in great abundance. And a person has to make effort for this, to bring the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into himself. The actual dhikr is actually the dhikr of the heart, dhikr qalbi. When the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dominates and overpowers the heart of a person. But the ulama say there are stages for a person to reach that level. And the first stage is when a person will take the name of Allah ta'ala just by his tongue. As a person continuously takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then eventually it comes onto the heart, on the outer portion of the heart. As a person progresses, it comes into the heart, the one level of the heart. And then the fourth level, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi writes, it goes right into the depths of the heart, which the Sufiya refer to as fana'i qalb. When a person now, he cannot think of anything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all his matters. And when a person so much so, he goes to the toilet also, where it's forbidden to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he cannot help himself. But even at that time, he's thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one wisdom, the ulama say, when a person comes out of the toilet, he says, Ghufranaka, Allah, make me maaf. That even in the toilet, my thoughts were going towards you, but I wasn't supposed to think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the toilet. So all the time, a person now, he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a level which every one of us has to come to. One of Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, rahmatullahi's khulafa, they wrote one kitab about different gunas and sins. So they were writing there about the guna of badnazri, evil glancing. And they were saying that many, many people, even outwardly sulaha, pious people, they will stay away from many, many sins. But the reason is not the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the reason is because other people are going to see me. What will people say? I'll be a disgrace in society if I have to do this action. So those actions which outwardly will be a means of disgrace and embarrassment for a person, he won't do. But he says that the actual object of it, the reason for it is not the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's for a believer, that is supposed to be the only reason. I must abstain from it because Allah ta'ala is watching me. So when a person makes the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the name of Allah comes in a person's heart, and Allah ta'ala dominates a person's heart, at that time it becomes very, very easy for a person to abstain from every kind of guna and sin. And it becomes easy for a person now. Now you don't have to tell a person that remember Allah, make dhikr of Allah ta'ala. The person cannot help. He cannot stop thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In every aspect of his life, Allah is with him. Alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara. Don't you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you? Every moment of his life he's thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something which is called the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, and the opposite is called ghaflat, unmindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي, a person who turns away from my dhikr, he doesn't worry about it. فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً غَنْكَ. For him is a very, very straitened life, difficult life in this world. So on the other hand, a person who is making the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, Allah opens up a way for a person. This person's life becomes enjoyable also. And enjoyable doesn't mean a person will have many outward things. Because outward things is a dhokha and deception. If I got a lot of things outside, I'm happy. But Allah will make the person's heart happy. So Allah Ta'ala says, Uthkurullah dhikran kathira. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in great abundance. And great abundance can be only when a person, in the heart of a person at all times, Allah is there. But how will a person do so? When he will start making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala slowly. He will remember Allah ta'ala. Take out some time daily to make the dhikr of Allah ta'ala. Slowly, the effect of the dhikr will go and rub off into a person's heart. And then Allah ta'ala says, وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Together with making the dhikr of Allah ta'ala in abundance, all the time a person must be thinking of Allah Ta'ala. But at least take out sometimes morning and evening after Fajr Salah, after Asr Salah. These are very blessed times. And make the tasbih of Allah Ta'ala. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Some zikr of Allah Ta'ala during these Mubarak and blessed times. Even if it's a short while. But this has a very, very great effect on the person's Iman. And then Allah Ta'ala says the great benefit is, هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّ عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُ لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. When you remember Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends His special mercy upon you. Yusalli alaykum. Allah Ta'ala showers His special mercy upon you people, and the angels are making dua for you while you are making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once Abu Umama radiallahu anhu, somebody saw him in a dream, and he says that, why is it that wherever you are walking, you are sitting, standing, all the time, in all conditions, I see that in a dream I saw, that the angels are making dua for you. So he said, if you want this, you want the angels to make dua for you, do the same thing. I'm doing this thing what is in the Quran Sharif. Make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala in great abundance. Sabbihuhu bukrata wa asila. And the benefit of it is, Allah will send His special rahmat upon you, and the angels will make dua for you. So, huwa alladhi yusalli alaykum wa malaikatu. And the result of this is, liyukhrijakum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. When the person will make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, and he will be enshrouded with the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, and the angels will make dua for him, then it will take him out. Liyukhrijakum. Allah will take you out from min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. From layers of darkness into light. You know, ulama say different layers, one is different layers, one is different layers, one is a layer of kufr. When a person recites La ilaha illallah one time, he comes out of kufr and into iman. Imagine just one word. And then the person has other levels of kufr also. We are not kafir, but the love of kufr, etc. is in our heart. And so if a person makes the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, the benefit of it is, then inshallah slowly, slowly he comes out of that lightning of kufr and disbelief, and he comes towards iman, the love of iman. حبب إليكم الإيمان وزينه في قلوبكم وكره إليكم الكفر والفسوق والنسيان. Allah will make iman beloved to a person, and the dislike for kufr will come into a person's heart. And the other ulama say ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور. Allah will take you out of the darknesses of jahalat into the darkness, into the nur of light. A person is in jahalat, in ignorance, he doesn't know much, he can't understand things, he can't understand realities, the world is a dhoka and deception, he is deceived by it. But as a person makes the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, Allah opens up realities to a person. A person starts seeing now that this is the reality of guna, this is the reality of sin, this is the reality of the dunya, this is the reality of akhirat. All the realities open up to a person. He comes out of jahalat and ignorance, he comes into the light of ilm and knowledge. And the third meaning is, لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنْ ظُلُمَاتِ الْمَعْصِيَةِ. Allah will take you out of the darknesses of guna and sin, إِلَى نُورِ الطَّعَةِ, to the nur and light of ita'at and obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times a person says, I can't stay away from guna and sins. My desires go towards sins and gunas. The reason for this is a person doesn't have the strength. How will the strength be created in a person? One is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one is the sohbat of the awliya, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By staying in their company, courage is created within a person. In gunas and sins which a person thought was impossible to come out, it becomes actually very, not only easy, it actually becomes enjoyable for a person to leave out those gunas and sins. So this is a great benefit of the dhikr of Allah ta'ala. A person takes out a little bit of time. It's like a tonic a person is having every day. Person says, I can't stay away from guna. The reason is he doesn't have the power, spiritual power. So if a person doesn't eat food, he's physically weak. Somebody comes to attack him, they want to hit him. He can't defend himself. Similarly, when a person is not making the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, he's spiritually weak. He cannot defend himself. So shaitan easily overcomes a person. But if daily a person makes the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, you find many, many times, you ask a person, he's having some problems at home, he can't stay away from guna and sin. You ask him, are you making your dhikr regularly? He says, no, I stopped making my dhikr regularly. The minute he stops his dhikr, immediately you notice there is a weakness of his iman. So dhikr includes our daily tilawat of Quran Sharif. Every day take out some time to make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, tilawat of Quran Sharif. Together with that, our morning and evening dhikr, after Fajr Salah, after Asr Salah, take out the time with ihtimam and care to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our masnoon askar, going in the toilet, coming out of the toilet, masjid, leaving the masjid, entering our rooms, coming out of the rooms, be particular with that. And if you are there to any sheikh, and this is a preferable thing, that we ask them for some dhikr, even if it's little bit, but daily you punctually make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah a person will get great benefit by means of this. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.